Okay, this is Jeffrey and Diane. This is Serenity News message for April and May of 2019. And Jeffrey's going to start off by asking questions. Okay, let me connect, Jeff. Okay, go ahead.
I guess where I'd like to start, because the question near and dear to my heart right now is about weather, because I'm seeing all of the flooding and stuff going on. So I was wondering if Spirit had anything to start with on that.
Well, what they're saying is that there's going to be a lot of more intense weather changes from coast to coast and from everywhere around the world, only because we're coming into balance. Balance meaning that everything is being thrown off its dense energy as we're raising in vibration, no difference in the bodies. Okay, bodies are releasing in order to raise in vibration, and what that is they're called clearing.
Okay, so we can expect to see more different things. I know in previous newsletters you've mentioned some places will change, become more hospital, some less. You want to elaborate on that? Or?
Well, some will be inhabitable,
mm-hmm.
as well as some more tropical. Some will be cooler, some will be warmer, and that's because, number one, is we're tilted on the axis here, they're telling me. And because of that, you'll find that worldwide, everything's going to begin to change. Some won't change at all because we would say that they're more centrally located. They're not affected. The outskirts or any towns, cities on the edges will be more impacted.
Okay.
So more inland, what we would say, has a stronger mass underneath. And you will also find that there will be more holes developing with roads opening up and everything else. And but they're saying there's nothing to truly be afraid of. This is all normal for earth changes and also for vibrational changes, as everything has to go according to the energies that surround it.
Okay. So this is a natural occurrence to be not feared, but just to be for us to take in consideration.
It's more about live your daily life without the fear. Just understand that when earth changes do occur, you will feel a sense of where you're meant to be and not be. Okay, because as she raises in vibration, we're talking the earth, so do you. And everything will happen in perfect timing and also understanding, very much like there's a lot of chaos in the world right now. There's also a lot of chaos in the earth plane, inside of it, not just on top of it, inside of it. So many people will experience many different things depending on even in their own personal life. So this is more than just weather changes. This is called internal changes from every living being, and the earth is living.
Okay, not
and it's called cyclic because you all are connected to the earth.
Makes sense.
Okay. You have an ecosystem that's very, very similar to the ecosystem of the earth, and it's affected. So as she's affected or as you're affected, you both affect each other on an energetic level. So it's called internal growth all the way around. Any way that you look at it, a lot of people would like to spout fear out there and say if you do nothing that there isn't going to be an earth, which is totally not true. There is always going to be an earth. You'll always have this planet. It's just, as we said earlier, there will be times to where earth changes can cause parts of it to be changed environmentally as well as some parts inhabitable. All it means is that you just rebuild.
Okay. And follow that inner guidance as to where you need to be.
Say again?
Then we'll have to follow our inner guidance as to where we need to be.
Correct. Many are already doing that as they move and change geographic location only because they have a drive to do so. And that's only because energetically it truly does help to balance out the planet.
Wow. So it's not just balancing ourselves out, it's balancing the planet as well when we move.
Yes.
Forward.
Yes.
That's cool.
They're saying it's as simple as that, and you'll see where some will choose to transition, some will choose to stay, including all life. It's not just a human. It's animal as well. It's plant life. It's everything that's living that is affected by all of these changes. And you all change, so the earth has to as well. You're getting into a place to where you're owning more of who you are in this lifetime. So that means less of a heavier vibration. That's how come right now what you're seeing is the chaos on the planet. You'll find where all the heavier stuff has to come up and out. It doesn't have a choice. When you raise up in vibration, anything that is of a dense energy, in other words, non-truth, has to come up and out to lead you into truth, which means lighter. It's a lighter energy that is being carried by the planet overall. And that's why it affects every single living thing.
Wow. This process, I assume, goes on forever. We're always changing and always evolving. Is that true?
Correct. Regardless of what planet you're on.
Okay.
They're saying there's one thing that you can always count on when it comes to spiritual growth. It's called always in flux. There's always change. Only because the soul came to grow. It came to play. It came to live. In every aspect, whether it means on a planet or even in the etheric realm, there is always growth. When there's no longer growth, there's no longer life. It's no different than watering a plant. If you forget to water it, it doesn't have food. So it simply doesn't exist. It's no different with the person or anything else. When it no longer grows, it's no longer a life.
Okay. Anything else you want to share with us for this session?
The most important thing when it comes to weather changes is it's cyclic, and it's happened ever since the Earth has been in existence, which records have not been kept permanently for the most part. So this is normal events.
Okay.
And people aren't the ones that actually change it. The only way that they have anything to do with these cycles is when there is growth and things have to be removed, meaning that vibration changes. That's it.
Okay. All right. Nothing else do you want to talk about than weather?
Nothing else to add.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.